This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Well, this is going to be an interesting program for you today because we kick things off with Elizabeth Reed Aiden. Elizabeth has a doctorate in biomedical anthropology, and she did postdoctorate work in human genetics at Stanford. And she is very much looking at our DNA and how our DNA responds to cannabinoids. And it is a fascinating subject. And Elizabeth, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I know you have a new debut medical thriller coming out in 2023, and it's called The Goldilocks Genome, and it's going to be quite the book. But when did you first start looking at the DNA and how our response to cannabinoids was affected?
Well, I first started looking at DNA about 25 years ago because it was really very, very clear that a lot of our responses to medicines, to foods, were hidden in our DNA. That's why there is a Goldilocks effect that we're only starting to talk about, which means that for drugs and for some plants, it's just right for about 40% and too little or too much for the remaining 60% of people. And I've had this passion for personalizing, drugs, for personalizing nutrition based on our DNA, because now we have the tools to do it, which is why I would like to talk to you about the letters G and S as part of cannabis from A to Z. So I would like to own G and S, if that's okay.
Okay. Tell me what that means.
So I would like to own the letter G for genetics and S for a word that's maybe unfamiliar to your listeners, which is the word SNP. And that stands for single nucleotide polymorphism. Or
Gosh.
Wouldn't you want to have that, a SNP? I think a SNP is a lot easier.
Yeah, I agree.
And what it is, it's an essence, it's an allele. It's like the one piece of your DNA that's different that makes you hate cilantro versus if you have what we say is the normal gene, you love cilantro. So that's
this is so fascinating. Yeah. I'm loving this. Okay, so this is why some people love the bitterness of broccoli rabe and other people find it disgusting.
Exactly.
This is why some people get excited when they are experimenting with drugs and other people no. And is this the reason why some people become addicts and some do not, or is that even more complicated, Elizabeth?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, because in reviewing the literature, there are signals. I'd like to call it a signal in the SNP, your new friend, the SNP. But it's not, for things like addiction, it doesn't seem to be like one change, one disease. It's more complicated. It's likely having two or three changes or even more. But I think of it as a signal. And if you understand that you have a signal, okay, well, there's something now to think about and be aware of, and it should be part of your decision making about, well, what do I want to do? And
so
all this comes. Go ahead.
In this industry, we know that when people are given the entourage effect, they do extremely well. Finding that sweet spot, though, is another story. And, for example, when my endocannabinoid system is low, and I refer to the gas tank analogy, so that if I were not taking CBD or any of the cannabis plant, I could have a very low tank in my body. My endocannabinoid system is very low. If I'm taking CBD, not so much low, maybe, you know, half full. And so it all depends on where the playing field is. So how do we even find our sweet spot if we don't even know what we're starting out with? And it's very, and this has been one of the biggest problems, dosing and talking about this plant.
Okay, so let's take the most complex of the cannabinoids, which happens to be THC. So let's follow it from when you either smoke it, eat it, ingest it, whatever. Just in sort of the simplest ways that we can, the first place it goes is to the cannabinoid 1 receptor. Again, so what does that mean? The receptor is the first place it hits, and it triggers the activity of that receptor. Well, there are 19 different variants of that receptor, 19 different SNPs that we know of. And only one of those is considered the, quote, normal SNP. 15 of those SNPs, we don't know what they do, but 3 of those SNPs have been implicated in addiction or side effects. And so think about it. It's not just THC that goes through cannabinoid 1. It's also anandamide. So if you have a variant in your CB1 gene, it could be just right, again, a Goldilocks effect, or it could be too little or too much.
So fascinating. Will there be an opportunity in your opinion in the next several years that we will be able to customize and understand the personalized effects of what you're talking about so that I could go to a practitioner and know exactly where my baseline is, know exactly what's happening in my body?
Yes, but ideally all of your genetics, your genome, should be part of your medical record. But you can actually get that information now, at least, and understand if you have, say, cannabinoid 1, your receptor for cannabinoid 1, is it known to have a problem or is it not known to have a problem? You can get that information today. And there are direct-to-consumer DNA genetic test providers, and they will often provide you with the raw data that will allow you to look at your SNPs. And those SNPs are available in public information sources that you can say, okay, well, let's see if I have this SNP or that SNP. So with a little bit of work, you can actually start to see what your genes are and then have a more informed conversation with your healthcare provider.
So this work that you're talking about is available, but where we're missing the boat is that we really don't understand the endocannabinoid system at individual DNA levels.
We have hints about it. So we have a sense of, there are a couple of variants in this cannabinoid 1 gene. We know if there's an So let's talk about the pathway. It goes, we know a little bit more about the pathway that, say, THC takes. It hits the receptor, and then it goes into, it's being processed by transport genes that take the THC and say, oh, I'm going to bring you into the cell. Okay. And right now, THC is still THC. But even those genes have different variations.
We're getting ready for a break. So before we go to break, my question to you, and this is an important question, does it matter my sex, and I'm going to let you answer when we come back from break, my sex, my ethnicity, does it have any effect on how I am going to relate to this plant? And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back from break. Before we go to break, though, and to find out more about all of what Elizabeth Reed is talking about, give us the best website.
It's www.elizabethreedaden.com.
And her new book will be out. It's called The Goldilocks Genome. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just 1 second. Stay tuned. Fascinating conversation.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational, we call it an educational odyssey because that's exactly what it is. But there's also someone who feels very strongly about educating the public. She is a C-suite woman, and we love having women executives on the show, Ilana Goldberg. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here with you.
So you have been part of the global picture of CBD, the plant, this extraordinary plant. Tell us about your new educational platform, please.
Sure, I'd love to. So the Kanigma actually, I was going to say it's not that new, but I guess it's all relative. We launched in 2019, so we've been up in the air for almost 3 years now. And the aim of what we're doing on the Kanigma, it's a website, you can all go and have a look, www.kanigma.com. What we're doing is trying to solve the cannabis enigma, that's the name, in a way that anyone can understand. So we take what we know from the science, from the research, and we translate it into language that anyone can understand, whether it's patients or doctors or consumers, bud tenders. We're basically putting credible information about cannabis into a digestible format. A lot of the time there's articles on the website, and we also we have a podcast too, and we produce videos and a lot of infographics. So when we're kind of putting across these scientific concepts, it's really useful to people to be able to get a visual as well.
And this
so that's the nutshell, I suppose.
This is an international platform that you have?
It is, yeah. So the main website is in English, and then we also have German, Spanish, and Portuguese at this point.
Very
the majority
cool.
of our audience is from North America, probably about 70% of our audience is from the U.S. and Canada, but we've got a growing audience in Europe as well, and of course, I'm sure I don't need to tell you that Germany is going to be a very interesting market in the next few years.
Yes.
And Brazil as well.
Absolutely.
Readers coming in from Brazil and from a few other places in Latin America.
So how does someone who began as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post become managing editor of this online exquisite creation that you've created?
It's been a very fun journey. I mean, if you would have told me when I first started on the Jerusalem Post or when I was, smoking bongs behind the scout hall at the school that I grew up in Sydney, that
yes.
there was a way that I could join like a journalism and kind of digital media career in with working in the cannabis space, I don't think I would have believed you. I kind of wake up every day very grateful that I get to do this, that somehow this is, where the path led. So basically, like you mentioned, I'm Australian, as you can probably tell from my accent, hopefully tell from my accent. And I moved over to Israel when I was 23. And the first job or the second job that I got in Israel was as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post. I kind of pretended my Hebrew was better than it was. To be able to like translate what I was hearing on the news over into the English language for this big news site. And it was there really that I got to kind of came to know and love digital content, this idea of putting things, words, pictures, stories, whatever it is, in front of people and just seeing how they respond. Is this interesting? Do they stay on the page? Do they click? Do they enjoy? Do they share? I kind of see it as like some sort of like mass user psychology tests that I get to run on people all the time on these big audiences. So I did that for a few years. I ended up managing the website, jpost.com. And then I went on to work on a number of different digital publications, both in the nonprofit field and also more in kind of like advertising and marketing through a number of kind of pretty established organizations here in Israel. And both sides were a really good school for me. So like understanding how to develop content and by the same token, how to monetize content on the internet. And that all came together. I was working for this Israeli performance marketing company called Natural Intelligence, and a recruiter came to me and had all these different ideas of different content teams I could run. And I said to her, you know, I'm really looking for something that has some meaning this time. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm learning a lot and it's interesting and I work with smart people, but like, am I really doing anything good for the world by, like, you know, working on different comparison pages? And so in the end, it was her that introduced me to the other founders of the Kenigma, who had this idea that, you know, more and more markets are opening up to cannabis across the world. And we need to get quality information in front of them. They're going to need this information. So they were very much just at that ideation phase when I joined. And I joined as the chief content officer. So they were looking for, you know, like an editor in chief to join. And a few months later, I ended up taking over the company as CEO, kind of at the beginning of the pandemic.
So what I want to go into with you, because I think it's really important as a woman, I am honestly horrified at the lack of diversity in the industry. And so I'm so thrilled that you're running such a fabulous publication. But where do you see, how do you see the role of women infiltrating this male-dominant, white-dominant industry, Ilana?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you on the premise. It definitely is white-dominated and male-dominated. I mean, rooms, whether they're literal rooms or virtual rooms, and I'm the only woman in the room all the time, and we're all white in the room as well. I mean, I do believe that there's positive kind of trends within the industry. I see lots of, actually, we just published or are about to publish an article, I'll send you the link when it goes live, of cannabis products that are made by women for women. And I think, like, as the product diversity expands in the space, obviously as there are more and more legal markets and restrictions on brands are lifted, I think we're seeing a lot of female entrepreneurs coming in. Of course, they face the same challenges. You know, we all face the same challenges as women in any industry, is like, you know, how to push forward, how to have the kind of the chutzpah, the gall to be able to ask for things that men would ask for. I think there's a lot of like cultural and communication gaps that we need to learn to lead through. But the trends are happening, and I think our responsibility as business owners and operators, men or women, black or white, it doesn't matter, is to make sure that in our hiring policies and our promotion policies, we're making sure to put women to the front and to put diverse, you know, ranges of employees and managers and contributors at the front. And that's something that we really try and keep at the forefront in what we're doing, even if it's just, you know, making sure that our scientific advisory board isn't just filled with white men. Making sure that the writers that we hire aren't just, you know, fitting into the one demographic. So I think there's, you know, there's the macro, and then there's like the little things that we can all do.
Right.
And, you know, I think like we being minorities of any type, need to keep putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations and saying, yeah, you know, this is very challenging in general. You know, running a company is challenging no matter what. And then even more so if you have these kind of boundaries and these different cultural nuances that you need to push through, like doing it anyway. The only way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just was wondering, because you're committed and you're committed to bringing the truth out about this plant and
the research
and your site is so important right now in the world for all of us. Where do you see the story unfolding, not only in North America, but worldwide in the next few years?
I think there's really a bunch of different ways to look at that. Like, one story that I find fascinating in the cannabis space, and really, like, to be honest, this is why I do everything I do, is because I love a good story. And I think there are so many good stories when it comes to cannabis. So one, you know, story I think that needs to evolve is the stigma. And there's a big part of me that thinks that it's like so many things, it's just going to be up to the next generation, you know, like,
don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational, we call it an educational odyssey because that's exactly what it is. But there's also someone who feels very strongly about educating the public. She is a C-suite woman, and we love having women executives on the show, Ilana Goldberg. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here with you.
So you have been part of the global picture of CBD, the plant, this extraordinary plant. Tell us about your new educational platform, please.
Sure, I'd love to. So the Kenigma actually, I was going to say it's not that new, but I guess it's all relative. We launched in 2019, so we've been up in the air for almost 3 years now. And the aim of what we're doing on the Kenigma, it's a website, you can all go and have a look, www.kenigma.com. What we're doing is trying to solve the cannabis enigma, that's the name, in a way that anyone can understand. So we take what we know from the science, from the research, and we translate it into language that anyone can understand, whether it's patients or doctors or consumers, bud tenders. We're basically putting incredible information about cannabis into a digestible format. A lot of the time there's articles on the website, and we also we have a podcast too, and we produce videos and a lot of infographics. So when we're kind of putting across these scientific concepts, it's really useful to people to be able to get a visual as well.
And
that's the nutshell, I suppose.
This is an international platform that you have?
It is, yeah. So the main website is in English. And then we also have German, Spanish, and Portuguese at this point.
Very
the majority
cool.
of our audience is from North America. Probably about 70% of our audience is from the U.S. and Canada. But we've got a growing audience in Europe as well. And, of course, I'm sure I don't need to tell you that Germany is going to be a very interesting market in the next few years.
Yes.
And Brazil as well.
A lot of
readers coming in from Brazil and from a few other places in Latin America.
So how does someone who began as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post become managing editor of this online exquisite creation that you've created?
It's been a very fun journey. I mean, if you would have told me when I first started on the Jerusalem Post or when I was, smoking bongs behind the scout hall at the school that I grew up in Sydney, that there was a way that I could join like a journalism and kind of digital media career in with working in the cannabis space, I don't think I would have believed you. I kind of wake up every day very grateful that I get to do this, and that somehow this is, where the path led. So basically, like you mentioned, I'm Australian, as you can probably tell from my accent, and I moved over to Israel when I was 23, and the first job or the second job that I got in Israel was as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post. I kind of pretended my Hebrew was better than it was, to be able to translate what I was hearing on the news over into the English language for this big news site. And it was there really that I got to kind of came to know and love digital content, this idea of putting things, words, pictures, stories, whatever it is, in front of people and just seeing how they respond. Is this interesting? Do they stay on the page? Do they click? Do they enjoy? Do they share? I kind of see it as user psychology tests that I get to run on people all the time on these big audiences. So I did that for a few years. I ended up managing the website, jpost.com. And then I went on to work on a number of different digital publications, both in the nonprofit field and also more in kind of like advertising and marketing through a number of kind of pretty established organizations here in Israel. And both sides were a really good school for me. So like understanding how to develop content and by the same token, how to monetize content on the internet. And that all came together. I was working for this Israeli performance marketing company called Natural Intelligence, and a recruiter came to me and had all these different ideas of different content teams I could run. And I said to her, I'm really looking for something that has some meaning this time. Like, I feel like, I'm learning a lot and it's interesting and I work with smart people, but like, am I really doing anything good for the world by working on different comparison pages? And so in the end, it was her that introduced me to the other founders of the Kenigma, who had this idea that, more and more markets are opening up to cannabis across the world. And we need to get quality information in front of them. They're going to need this information. So they were very much just at that ideation phase when I joined. And I joined as the chief content officer, so looking for, you know, like an editor-in-chief to join. And a few months later, I ended up taking over the company as CEO, kind of at the beginning of the pandemic.
So what I want to go into with you, because I think it's really important, as a woman, I am honestly horrified of the lack of diversity in the industry. And so I'm so thrilled that you're running such a fabulous publication. But where do you see, how do you see the role of women infiltrating this male-dominant, white-dominant industry, Ilana?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you on the premise. It definitely is white-dominated and male-dominated. I mean, rooms, whether they're literal rooms or virtual rooms, and I'm the only woman in the room all the time, and we're all white in the room as well. I mean, I do believe that there's positive kind of trends within the industry. I see lots of, actually, we just published or are about to publish an article, I'll send you the link when it goes live, of cannabis products that are made by women for women. And I think, like, as the product diversity expands in the space, obviously as there are more and more legal markets and restrictions on brands are lifted, I think we're seeing a lot of female entrepreneurs coming in. Of course, they face the same challenges. You know, we all face the same challenges as women in any industry, is like, you know, how to push forward, how to have the kind of, the chutzpah, the gall to be able to ask for things that men would ask for. I think there's a lot of like cultural and communication gaps that we need to learn to lead through. But the trends are happening, and I think our responsibility as business owners and operators, men or women, black or white, it doesn't matter, is to make sure that in our hiring policies and our promotion policies, we're making sure to put women to the front and to put diverse, you know, ranges of employees and managers and contributors at the front. And that's something that we're really trying to keep at the forefront in what we're doing, even if it's just, you know, making sure that our scientific advisory board isn't just filled with white men. Making sure that the writers that we hire aren't just, you know, fitting into the one demographic. So I think there's, you know, there's the macro, and then there's like the little things that we can all do. And, you know, I think like we being minorities of any type, need to keep putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations and saying, yeah, you know, this is very challenging in general. You know, running a company is challenging no matter what. And then even more so if you have these kind of boundaries and these different cultural nuances that you need to push through, like doing it anyway. The only way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just was wondering, because you're committed and you're committed to bringing the truth out about this plant and
Absolutely.
the research and your site is so important right now in the world for all of us. Where do you see the story unfolding, not only in North America, but worldwide in the next few years?
I think there's really a bunch of different ways to look at that. Like, one story that I find fascinating in the cannabis space, and really, like, to be honest, this is why I do everything I do, is because I love a good story. And I think there are so many good stories when it comes to cannabis. So one, you know, story I think that needs to evolve is the stigma. And there's a big part of me that thinks that it's like so many things, it's just going to be up to the next generation. You know, like, I find myself still a kind of a victim of the stigma, and I work in the industry and I'm an advocate and I consume cannabis basically every day, and yet I still find myself, you know, still believing stories that I was fed as a child. So I think hopefully if we can get the education and the messaging around the plant right for this generation of children that we're bringing up, like for example for my children who are 5 and 8, who, you know, the whiskey is right next to the cannabis, it's just like these are the things that are for adults, you know. Mommy uses them to relax sometimes in the evening, and that's it. It doesn't need to be like a big deal about it. There's no mysticism. There's no, like, just like that's what it is, just straightforward. And hopefully they'll have better drug education as they come through, you know, high school. And then we can be in a different place. So there's like simply the passing of time, right? Which I think is going to have a massive impact on the stigma. And of course, all of the important work that we're doing in educating, in making sure that there's clear labeling, in making sure that there's safe access, you know, all of this comes together.
Right.
Sorry, you're going to say?
No, I'm so thrilled that you're doing this. I'm just really thrilled. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back from break, I would really like for you to talk about research. And Israel has been the leaders. And now that cannabis is widespread in Canada and the States, where is that story? And in Brazil. So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. Give everybody the spelling and the website, please, before we go to break.
Absolutely. So it's Kanigma, Kanigma.com. You can find the website or you can check out any of the various social channels.
Kanigma.com. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Company. That's GCN, taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer, and the Kenigma.com is a site that is filled with tremendous information. The science, the strains, the recipes, the products, the medical piece to the story. And the woman that brings us all of this is with us today, and Ilana Goldberg. Welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
I could talk about this all day. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes. So how old is the Kenigma?
3 years old, coming up on 3 years in October.
And research. Where are we with the science in the world right now? But Israel was always leading the way. And are they still?
You know, this is something that comes up over and over again, and it's funny. Sometimes I find people asking questions either about what's going on in Israel or what's going on in Australia. And even though, because I'm an Australian living in Israel, I do feel like I still know more about what's going on in North America, since that's such a big focus of ours. But from a research perspective, certainly this is one of the reasons we're based here in Israel. And it's a real advantage, for us in terms of content creation, is that we do have close relationships with a lot of the researchers and research institutions here in Israel. And I think the story, like we were saying before, Frankie, I always love a good story, but the story of how cannabis research became so prolific here in Israel really fits in with the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that's quite Israeli in nature. That in the 60s, when most of the other kind of scheduled substances had been researched, this scientist based out of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Raphael Meshulam, decided that he wanted to isolate, find what the one active ingredient, as we thought then, in cannabis was. And so he went to the police and he said to them, listen, I want to research marijuana. And they said, well, here you go. Here's a massive bag of hash that we just confiscated from the Lebanese border. You can take that to your lab and let's work, you know, have fun. And so the regulations around it ended up being much more kind of favorable to cannabis research here in Israel than, for example, in the United States, where up until recently you could only actually research on three particular types of cannabis that were all grown by the United States government, so very limited. Whereas here it's been, you know, freer and quite a center of research in a number of different scientific fields here. There are kind of prime universities here where up to a third of their budget is being spent on cannabis research, a lot of it on potentially potential cures and treatments for cancer.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on here. And I think on a number of different levels, I think it's important that scientific, the clinical research is certainly very strong here. And there's also a lot of technology being developed. So whether it's devices, delivery methods, formulations, it's a very strong kind of entrepreneurial community in the cannabis space here in Israel. But happily, it's really not the only place in the world that we're seeing this kind of expansion. You know, it used to be really that the majority of the research was coming from Israel, and now it's like a good chunk of the research is coming from Israel. More and more really interesting research coming out of Europe, And especially as a lot of European countries are kind of moving towards, you know, some sort of legalization model, they're kind of testing all different options. So that, you know, there's more of an interest and more potential funding. And I think, unfortunately, there's probably a rabbit hole to go down, but, you know, whether and what type of research is being carried out is often comes down to who's willing to pay for what. Like, gold standard scientific research is very expensive.
Very expensive, yes. In all countries, it's very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a big limiting factor.
So there's a lot of controversy about kids and cannabis, and I just want to, CBD and some of the other, the entourage effect, but there are some childhood diseases and childhood issues where this could be the answer. And epilepsy is a perfect example when we talk about kids and cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Your thoughts about this?
So I think it's important to be as exact as we can here. It's not that, you know, cannabis is necessarily a cure-all, that it's the cure for, you know, any particular disease for every patient. It should be like, you know, a tool in the toolkit for any physician or healthcare provider. And there are some, as you mentioned, some types of treatment-resistant epilepsy, which do seem to respond very well to CBD specifically and sometimes even to CBD with small amounts of THC. That's what the research is showing. And it's not just epilepsy. It's like a lot of these kind of fairly common childhood diseases and conditions like ADD and ADHD, like ASD, like autism spectrum disorder. There's some very interesting research coming out.
And Tourette's. Yeah, Tourette's, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I think, like, and I think the main, like, there's more and more research. I see more and more physicians and healthcare providers getting involved, getting themselves educated, becoming advocates after being staunchly against giving cannabis and certainly to children. There's some fascinating interviews that we've done that I can point you over to there with physicians here and in Europe as well. But I think the bottom line is that the restrictions need to change on these, on cannabis and cannabinoid therapies only being used as, you know, a last resort. But like the amount of different medications that don't work that patients are subjected to before they get the plant with a brilliant safety profile is I think, very problematic.
So I'm loving this conversation. I want to quickly, you mentioned it, and I also want to say that people may feel like this is the panacea, that this is the way in which we're going to cure the world. And I think we do have to be realistic and mindful that, no, it's not going to cure cancer. It's not going to do this miraculous thing, but it does make a huge difference in many lives.
Yeah, well, to understand that, you need to understand the endocannabinoid system. We can talk about that later if you want.
Yes, and we did talk about it in our first segment. So, yes, absolutely. The endocannabinoid system is the key, and refilling it and filling it all up and all of that. We are almost out of time, and I am so sorry because, Ilana Goldberg, this has just been a delight. And give us the website, and please, please, please come back anytime. We'd love to have you.
All right, sounds good. I'll do it.
And the website is?
www.enigma.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for, I think this was an awesome show. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.